you got questions. That's good.
The last one said Corey.
Corey just kicked it. But you know me and Corey know each other for years, so.
And we ain't seen it.
With the monkey ball, with the, you know what I'm saying, like the 30 play. Man, go crazy. Can't no nigga touch me in monkey ball.
Oh man.
Or NBA Live 2003. That's me and my cousin used to go crazy on that motherfucker with the sliders up.
And
just take the out of bounds out.
Yeah.
Get the old school teams, get like the all-star teams.
Yeah.
Go crazy. Julius Erving from like dropping them bitches, shooting before Curry, like from fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From the logo and shit. So,
me.
Nah.
All right, man. You ready?
Yeah.
We've been recording, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, I was pointing at the little Louis Armstrong.
Oh, statue. Yeah.
That motherfucker hard.
Thank you, bro.
Got some blue. Didn't you need that nigga cold, man?
Hey, that nigga hard, bro.
I mean.
All right. We back one more game with another episode of Inside Porch. I'm still the host, Scott Hewitt. I do not have my co-host with me, but it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Well, you finna know why.
Mm-hmm.
I got the one.
You know
the only.
Mm-hmm.
Dramatic effect. Kimo Dollar make him holler.
Kimo Dollar.
That is his whole name, but it is the slogan.
You know it.
It's still the bros, huh?
You know it.
What you talking about?
Hey, Matt.
Man, this thing right here. We was just talking outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna say it. But this is what he said. He not the best rapper in the world, but he know how to make a bop.
I know how to make
and
a bop.
And that's what I appreciate about this nigga here. He got some bops. First of all, what was this? Friday? You dropped Back from the Dead?
Yeah.
Brand new.
Yeah.
First of all, go get that. Support local music.
Go get that.
For sure. Everywhere out right now.
You know it.
Tell me about that.
It's a 5-piece. So the overall concept came from like basically within, I want to say, about the last year and a half. I done had my own trials and tribulations or whatever. I damn near lost my life twice within 1 year, for real. So like after all those, you know what I'm saying, a lot of self-reflecting and shit, just came with a whole new mindset. I was recording a lot of this shit right after like my accident and shit, so just was captivating in that moment. It was supposed to have been longer, but you know what I'm saying, I didn't want to get stuck on a concept, you know what I'm saying, and then be forcing shit to fit, because once you move that headspace, you know what I'm saying, you're onto a whole nother headspace, and you don't really be trying to, as an artist, be trying to stuff shit, you know what I'm saying. So I just had to let it be free, and 5 of them came out, you know what I'm saying? We 5 for 5 out the line.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's more, you know what I'm saying? It's hella shit coming, especially because, you know what I'm saying, again, like a lot of this shit didn't fit on there, but we got hella shit, so, yeah.
We ain't never really, like, sat down and in depth talked before.
Nah, we caught each other.
I always run into you at shows.
Yeah.
I love watching you perform.
Hey.
I gotta tell you that.
Man.
You know how to control the crowd.
Talk
and
to him.
One thing that I noticed, just being an observant person, like in the crowd, is that niggas be like, man, this finna be, you know, man, this old local ass nigga. But then you start getting into your joints. And it's like, oh, this is
hard. I mean, I actually was talking about this like a couple weeks ago. So like, it was a show that we hosted like this way back, like when we was really doing Coolie Bros, and like we first was really trying to be like back in the city. We was, cause me and KTP and the gang, like we started Coolie Bros while we was like off in school, off in college and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had a show at 2720, RIP 2720.
Man.
This is like one of them early shows too. So it's like, when it had its buzz, but it wasn't like, it ain't blow up fully, but it was blowing up.
Yeah.
So this was like perfect timing, right? Because this is before Friends Fest, because we came back like 6 months later and did Friends Fest after that. But I had fucked up at a show so bad, like, bro, I mean, like, so fucking bad. Like, really, and,
like,
really
forgot the words or something.
I was trying to record. I had to try to perform a new song that I recorded recently, so I didn't learn the lyrics. And I originally was gonna play it, like I was gonna play it. I mean, perform it with the vocals. But the nigga who was featuring on that motherfucker was like, "Nah, let's do it." You know what I'm saying? Live, da 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 da. So I got talked into that shit. Anxiety kicked my ass as soon as it got to that track because I ain't know none of the words.
Yeah.
But also the hook so damn long, it ride right into my verse. So I didn't get no chance to like really breathe, even say the verse. So I'm just up there fucking up the whole time. Yeah. So like after that show, I think KTP had a show. Yeah, KTP had a show. I think it was hella niggas on that card. Anwar, Mila Lee.
Some names.
Yeah, like some early shit. Like early shit. Mm-hmm. And KTP and me and him got some tracks like from way back when. But we, you know what I'm saying? Coolie Bros, we was a whole unit. That's a mob. Like, I'm a hype man for all the niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, as soon as it's KTP, I think he opened the show. I'm going 10 times hard as fuck. Like, nah, all this, we ain't going back to that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, like, preparation just been a key in my shit at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I take care of those performances like a fucking game. Like, when I used to play football and shit, like, treated the same way. I ain't finna go out here and fuck up. Like, I'm out here trying to make some money. You know what I'm saying? Trying to keep, you know what I'm saying?
It's a check.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how. Like, how we eat.
But plus people pay to come up in this motherfucker. And they come to see us. You know what I'm saying? It might not be for me, but I might shit. You was here to see me at this point. Like, that's how I gotta treat it. You know what I'm saying? So every show I just give it 110 and just, you know what I'm saying, try to get a crowd with something to be like, yeah, nah, dude, do shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
tell me a little bit about why you changed your name to Kimo Dollar.
I mean, that kind of was with the headspace. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I did that with, what's that, Off With They Heads. I kind of was slowly moving over to that way. And then that's when I did the Kimo Dollar Next Chapter. I was still under Coolie Bros King when I did the Kimo Dollar's Next Chapter EP.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like basically telling y'all, like, you know what I'm saying? That's the end. It wasn't the end of Coolie Bros because them my boys forever. But you know what I'm saying? Like, the entity as a unit was like, kind of just not there no more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. People grow and just, you know what I'm saying, find their own lanes, but still gang. So, like,
I know exactly how that is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I couldn't be just truly just like Coolie Bro Keem no more at that point. It was just like, Keem was already real, you know what I'm saying, rooted already in this shit. I'd have changed the name a couple times already before this, but I'm always keep, you know what I'm saying, it's come from Hakeem Thachuan, so shit. You know what I'm saying? The greatest thought of all. So, gotta kind of keep my, you know what I'm saying, the stem there. Still repping Mac Life. You know what I'm saying? We came a long way from Mac Life King to Coolie Bro King to Kimo Dollar. You know what I'm saying? That's the development, the mindset, the demeanor. You know what I'm saying? Just the overall energy. You know what I'm saying? The growth in this shit, for real. Shit. The
evolution, man.
Yeah. And then it's like, you really had to be them niggas to really know about, like, you know what I'm saying, Hakeem Thachuan. Like, because I did music and comedy under that shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't know. I did YouTube, stand up, all that shit early.
Before
I was rapping, because like all my homies rap.
Right.
I'm just naturally funny, so I was trying.
That's
to,
a fact.
I was trying to get into that whole like internet wave early.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like it clicked, but it didn't click for me personally because I still like to take myself very seriously. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man of respect. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers, when they think you're just being funny, they always want to tell the joke. To the juke. I ain't with that.
Man,
that's a whole different.
That's a whole different
pressure though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody tell you you have to be funny as a comedian.
Facts.
And, you know what I'm saying? Like with a musician, like shit, you have your lane.
Mm-hmm.
But as a comedian, you have to be funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, damn, that pressure was fucking me up. But like, I still, you know what I'm saying, naturally just be doing my thing. Just, you know what I'm saying, just being me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, I wasn't gonna give up Hakeem Thachuan, so that's a great name. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's
so,
fire.
It's fire. You know what I'm saying? That's what I used to tell hoes like when I was young, like in high school, like, you know what I'm saying? High school, senior year, parties going to other, you know what I'm saying, other schools, television. You know what I'm saying? The homies call me Keem, shit. What's your real name? Hakeem Thachuan. Like shit. You're not gonna get my government out of this. I'm sorry. Unless you know my government. I'd never give you my government. Like, I ain't good at all that. Unless I know you, or like, you know what I'm saying, we just doing business and then it's, you know what I'm saying,
sure.
But All that other
only
shit,
way man. You're gonna get the government is if I'm signing off on a check.
Exactly. For sure. Exactly.
Mm. Who are some of your influences musically?
Like right now or just in general?
Overall.
I mean, a huge Kanye West fan growing up. Mm-hmm. Like huge. Like I had a shag in the eighth grade because of that nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's 808s and Heartbreaks.
Yeah.
I was a 50 Cent fan. Like huge 50 Cent fan. My sister had that tape, like had Get Rich or Die Trying. I took that on like that fourth grade trip to Jeff City. Everybody took, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, to go see the Capitol building.
With the CDs, you know, with the computer headphones, nigga. Boy, the intro got him with the gunshots and they pop, pop, boy fucked me up. And I was like, oh, this nigga the code. this nigga code. Like that was the first time I'm hearing wild shit like that. Like, not in person, but like through music. Yeah, like you know what I'm saying? So it was like, oh yeah, I fuck with dude. Who else? Who else I fuck with? I just had a nigga in my head. Waka Flocka Flame. I used to listen to Flocka hella heavy, like freshman year in high school.
Yep.
Gucci Mane. ODB. ODB, one of my favorite rappers of all
time. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the stylistics of it don't match.
For sure.
It never matched, but you knew the nigga was giving you pure energy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll give you a 16 bar. Like, Brooklyn Zoo. Like he going crazy on that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But it's like it's at points where it's like he hop off the beat, then hop right back the fuck on, like you know what I'm saying? But you listening to every word, you know what I'm saying? And that's like also like kind of who I idolize with the performance shit, because like that energy, you want that energy to just translate, you know what I'm saying? Like that nigga get lost in the room, get lost in the words, fuck around, get lost in the beat, you know what I'm saying? So I always admired that shit. Yeah, man. And then the homies, for real, you know what I'm saying? All my Mac Life niggas, them niggas inspired me to be better.
Who all is in Mac Life?
We deep as fuck. That's like, that's Beezy, that's Rock, Cruz, AK, Lil Josh, Hesso, Jab, motherfucking, shit, Kid, motherfucking, shit, man, J DeMar. Motherfucking KTP, motherfucking like Fat Mouth. Like, I mean, cause like, again, like I said, like Coolie Bros was like my thing.
Yeah.
We was like, but that was like, I would say, that's like, we was, you got Rock Nation, good music type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was me on my shit. Like, cause I, again, them were mostly my homies that I knew from school and shit. So like, I had to incorporate them with the home team. You know what I'm saying? So I had a, you know what I'm saying? Like, Mac Life deep as fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Free Jim Loke.
For sure.
Free Jim Loke.
Sir. Are you still involved with community?
I mean, like, I just did a podcast, man. Yeah. Like, I'm forever community, too. You
for
know
sure.
what I'm saying?
So.
They're my folks.
Damn, where did I meet you officially? Was it Blank Space?
Yeah, we met at a show.
Yeah.
We met at a show. I don't remember
like
who show.
Hair. I'm sorry?
I don't remember who showed, but
I remember either.
I remember you walked up on me, though. I was like, I remember I asked Ching who the fuck you was at the show, like, twice. I remember you performed, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. What happened?
I remember, like, you performed. Mm-hmm. I seen you perform a couple good times. And, like, you, that's one thing I peeped. I was like, at first, I didn't know who the fuck you was, and you shook my hand and shit.
Yeah.
But then you performed. I was like, okay, so, buddy, you're an artist. I'm listening to your beat selection. I'm like, okay, buddy, nice. Buddy, nice. He's spitting.
Appreciate it.
I mean, like, I got a bad memory with the music shit, like, with, like, events, but, like, not too crazy.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I remember, like, bumping into people because it's more genuine than a motherfucker. And, like, then you start off with a group. Like, y'all was deep.
Somewhat. Yeah.
Like, a little, like, I think, was you at Smoke Session? Mm-hmm. Like,
it 20, might have been like a,
2018-ish.
A Cozy or a SBA show.
You probably
somewhere like a
Cozy 2. Cozy 2. Because I performed at Cozy 2.
Yep.
I think. I can't think of how many Cozies I was on. I think I was on Cozy 2. I think I was on Cozy. Yeah, I think I was on Cozy 2. Cozy 2 was me, Fonz, Stevie, Don Kern, and I think somebody else was thrown in there. I done some long shows. I did like 2 shows at the Duck Room.
Mm-hmm.
3 shows at the Duck Room. Being a part of like 6 total. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some other way.
Mm-hmm.
Type shit. But yeah. No, that was an era, bro.
I've seen you perform a bunch of times.
Bro, that's an error.
The one time I came up to you and introduced myself, I think was at the duck room.
Probably.
Because Cozy I was too. Like, this.
Cozy too with the balloons.
Bingo.
With that's the balloons on my soul.
Yes, sir. Man, I was just like, this nigga got some bops. I gotta tap in.
Bruh, and that is exactly what I aim for. Anytime somebody first time seeing me, I want you to be able to be like, who, bruh? Let me grab the flyer again and see who the fuck on here. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. Shit, that's the energy I want somebody to come to my show. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was to put somebody on. Because, like, early years, that's how it was, bro. Like, them 2016, 15, 17, 18.
Shit, it's been a minute now.
Yeah, I want to say I officially started rapping for real, like, 2014.
Okay.
Like, but I was dabbling, like, 2013. But, like, 2014. But I took it serious, like, no, we're going to do this shit 2016. That's when we met Cooley Bros, like 2015, 16. So 2014, I started. And that was with Mac Life. That's when I was going as Mac Life King. Yeah, that's a long time ago on the low.
I mean,
that's a minute.
I'm thinking, like, 2016, damn, I was a senior coming out.
Yeah, man, I was, like, we was in the backwoods making shit go crazy on my soul.
When outside opening back up, mm-hmm. Are you performing anytime soon, anywhere?
I tell these niggas to book me.
On me.
I swear to God, like, I mean, nah, we setting up some shit, but at one point, like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I fell back too far. I was really caught up in my own mixes and shit, so I really wasn't even looking to be on performances and such and shit.
Okay.
But, you know, sometimes shit, also I don't get booked. For real. I can think I get overlooked a lot of times. But, you know, I do my part. So, I'm still, you know what I'm saying, I'm still in the works. I got a lot of shit planned. So, we got a lot of shit planned for this summer, too. I'm a mama. Yeah, so.
Somebody book him.
I mean.
I'm not coming outside for anybody if Kimo ain't on the bill.
I work with budgets like a motherfucker on my mom. One thing is, I'm a team player. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to eat. At the end of the day, I want my niggas to eat for show, but you know what I'm saying? I want everybody to win. I'm not too pressed off of other people's wins, but you know what I'm saying? If we can win together, let's win together. You know what I'm saying? But for sure, we gonna win. Like, right. You know?
So, if anything.
Exactly.
It's everything.
I mean.
Most definitely, man. Mm-hmm. What are some of your aspirations as an artist?
What you mean by aspirations? Like goals?
Yeah.
What my goals is?
Like, what do you want to accomplish? Like, let me ask you this. Give me three things on your bucket list.
On my bucket list?
For sure. Either in life or as an artist.
Just on my bucket list.
Just to open it up a little bit.
Shit, man. Like, shit I be working on now. Like, just, I want to buy property, have peace and prosperity. You know, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Those are the main three. Peace, prosperity, and profit. The triple P before the triple P long, you know? Like, cause shit, them the main keys. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm easy satisfied. I was raised up off hardship. But shit, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, as long as I got my peace, you know what I'm saying? And I'm still being able to make profit in life and I'm prospering, you know what I'm saying? Then I am good for real. So, like, again, I do want to, let's get a 5-bedroom, 3-bath. With like 45 acres. That's all I nigga need. For real. I like that country shit on a low. You know what I'm saying? Like, southern. Like, I'm real with the wrap around porches and shit. Like, chill in the rain. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Vibe. Big
smoking
vibe
on a porch.
You know me, nigga. Let me make it to 65. I'm gonna be big woods on a porch. Get off my grass.
No,
get off my grass, nigga.
Doing.
You know,
man. You got people from the south. You got,
yeah. Like, I grew up with my great grandma. She from Coffeyville, Mississippi.
Word.
Yeah, she was the daughter of a slave.
Wow. Like,
yeah, she moved here. She was born in 1913. She moved here like 1930.
She was born in 1913.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah, she raised me when I was young, like my first 10 years, kind of like with my bird, but. I stayed at her house majority of the time, at her house, and when we lived on the Gibb and Russell and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So she raised me a lot when I was young, mm-hmm. But you know, I embraced all that. Saw her as an entrepreneur. She had her own company. She had Sasha's company before Jimmy Dean.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Before Jimmy Dean, first black owned company that was north of North Grand in the Delmar Divide throughout the St. Louis area.
Wow. Land.
Yeah, still the company's still there. We just shut it down like a year ago.
Cause of COVID.
I mean, like shit, demand of it. Like we do like pork and beef sausage. We ain't never do the little turkey shit. So
wow.
You know that's where the wave is nowadays. So.
Yeah.
But
The more you know.
Yeah, nah, facts. Like shit, nigga. Like I used to. My grandma, like I said, she raised us. So like we used to just be like on my grandma's hip, like early mornings, just in late nights chilling.
You spend a lot of time like. Because you said your great-grandmother is from Cottonville, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Did you spend a lot of time down there, or were you just always insane?
I don't recall too much, but I remember going down to Mississippi and going down to Cottonville for, like, a family reunion type shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, being in the South, nah, I'm from St. Louis, born and raised. Like, just, I'm gutter. Like, we ain't go nowhere for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, we moved to the county, like, besides motherfucking family reunions and, like football, baseball trips and shit like that. I ain't really travel because shit, you know what I'm saying? Like a nigga just was, you know what I'm saying? Back here in St. Louis, either right on the north side or in the U City. Like,
I'm so finna say, I didn't ask you the St. Louis question. You already know what's coming.
What's up?
Where you go to high school?
You know it.
Okay.
You know it. The U City, you know what I'm saying? U City High School.
Word.
Yeah, class of 13.
Class of 13?
Yeah, 2013.
Bro, you was a senior when I was a freshman.
Yeah.
I was hanging around like, I'm not going to call you old, but like, I guess I'm just a baby.
I'm old.
Because
man. I'm going to be 26 next month. So, I call myself old. I've been living my whole life, G. I always done my own thing. I used to skateboard at one point.
You used to skateboard?
Yeah, I was sponsored in some other shit. Like,
you
my
was
little,
sponsored?
Yeah, I had my little sponsors. Shout out to Kid Jeans Clothing. Shout out to Joker Dragons.
So you was cold?
I was decent. I ain't gonna say cold, cause there's niggas that was shitting on me. But you know what I'm saying? I just knew how to network. I was working the internet. Niggas was trying to give away free shit. You know what I'm saying? Like shit.
Yeah.
And I was trying not to pay for shit. You know what I'm saying? Like shit, nigga, my pockets was tight as fuck back then. You know how a skate lifestyle is. You really don't give a fuck. But you know what I'm saying? You still gotta provide for yourself. Mm-hmm. So like, that's why I say, when I say like, I'm simply satisfied. You know what I'm saying? Don't take too much to simplify me. I mean, to
satisfy.
Yeah, satisfy me and shit. Cause shit, nigga, like I come from the mud.
Yeah.
Like you said, anything that comes to me for free is blessing, nigga. So, but on top of that, I know how to work. I know how to hustle. That's always been my mindset. You know what I'm saying? Go get it. Get it done. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want what I want. I always have a plan. I always, you know what I'm saying? Gotta be smart about this shit. Can't be just, you know what I'm saying, winging it. You'll crash. But if you got a plan, you know what I'm saying, you can see where you fuck up, you know what I'm saying, you can adjust on the fly and keep moving, you know what I'm saying, you can always get a win out of this shit.
That's why. Wise words from Kimo Dollar, man.
I mean.
Now niggas better be taking notes.
I mean, shit, that's life though, for real. Like, right. If you think about it, it's always going to be some adjustment you got to make, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, and you don't never know when it is, but you know what I'm saying, you got to make it. And even if you pre-planning, you see where you got to make adjustments. You know what I'm saying? Because shit is your life. You know how you want to set it up at the end of the day.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you might be thinking about now, but you should be thinking about the future too. But and if you're not thinking about the future, then you prepared to be crashed out. I mean, shit, that's the only mindset of that. If you ain't thinking about your future,
you ain't lied yet.
I mean,
yeah, man.
We never lie to you.
For sure.
Straight up.
Let me ask you this. Coming back to the music thing, right?
Uh-huh.
What are some of your favorite songs from your catalog?
From my catalog?
Yeah.
D4L for sure. That's probably my favorite song I ever made, just because it's that code, What You Need, because that's a classic. That's one of my favorites.
That's a staple.
Over, because of what it was. Like
another staple.
That shit be funny, because like, I made Over and I was happy. I wasn't even like thinking about no bitches at that time. I wasn't like for real. Like that song was like literally out of the randomness of just being in the crib. Just heard the beat and was on it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
straight up.
That's crazy.
Straight up. I made so much music, bro. I got one of my favorite songs for real is with RDTR. It's called Easy.
Okay.
He let me get a verse on that bitch. A lot of people don't know that. That was his song. But, like, we had it for so long, bro. And, like, I don't know what happened to Lil Matt, but gee, like, that song's so hard. It's a St. Louis bop. Like, it for the women, for real, for real. And that verse was hard. My catalog deep as fuck. But I also, a lot of niggas don't know, like, if you aren't really tapped in on the SoundCloud, you know what I'm saying, the SoundCloud wave, whatever, like, that's really the only place you're going to hear my actual music, like, all my shit. Like, I ain't really ever delete nothing. I am going to delete some shit. But I already took a lot of that Cooley Bros, Keem shit down. It's up like 2 or 3 projects. But that'll be coming down like in a year or so. So just so it could just be, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's more about just like true fans. They know where the fuck to go get that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I had to do it. I remember I did a little playlist on SoundCloud called 50K's of Sheen. I mean, I'm fucking high. 50 Shades of Keem. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying, Shades of Grey, but yeah. Shades of King, and it's all flavors in that bitch. One of my favorite songs was with me, Playboi Pat, and KTP, Guts. That shit, that was fire, just off the strength that was an actual phone conversation that nigga had, a woman had, left that nigga patting his phone, she spazzed on his ass. This is so fucking fun.
Oh, really?
It's a classic, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. So, yeah, this nigga got me on a wooden stool. My ass hurt.
Hey, man, don't be judging my shit.
Nah, you straight.
Here got my last question, bro.
What's happening?
Feel free to just go on a tangent, rant, whatever you want to call it. What does Kimo Dollar want to leave on the earth?
What do I want to leave on the earth?
Yes, sir.
So, look, I'm real, it's like, I'm Baptist to the heart, you know what I'm saying? I'm real spiritual about this shit. Not, like, religious, but I'm real spiritual. I do my research on, like, wording and shit. And, like, they say, like, for guys, like, you're not supposed to aim to leave shit on this earth. You're just supposed to just live your life as how you're supposed to live your life. It's righteous mind,
okay,
righteous heart. So, like, if I was to leave something on this earth, I just want people to understand, like, shit, I did it my way the whole way through. You know what I'm saying? I always kept it a book. I always did my thing. You know what I'm saying? So, just, I was a man of morals, for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really think too deep on that. Like, what I want to leave on the earth, on the real, for real, for real. Like, because shit, like, I could say I want to do this and that, and that might not be the right shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I could also, you know what I'm saying, I could always focus that I did this shit how I wanted to do it. You know what I'm saying? I want people to understand that you could do it the way you want to do it, because it is your life. You're the main character of it. We just living in it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, but always understand and make your happiness. You know what I'm saying? But always keep on your priorities in check, too. Because a lot of motherfuckers is crashing because they ain't got nothing to look to. But you know what I'm saying? Look to yourself. Look to what you really like. Look to what you want to do in life. Look where you want to end it at. You know what I'm saying? So, just be happy. Shit, nigga, like, somebody woke up this morning and didn't wake up, you know what I'm saying? Somebody missed out on that 24 hours today, mm-hmm. Like, but you got it, you got that 24, just make it better than the last 24, don't know how you gonna do it, you know what I'm saying, but shit, make it better than the last 24, and then like a month later, if you get that month later, shit, nigga, make it better than the last month, keep That's pushing weird. On my soul. Like that's a very
interesting answer. I've never had anybody say, like, I don't want to leave anything, and I'm putting emphasis on the leaving part.
Yeah.
But
like, if I was to leave anything, like shit, like, again, like, if I, nigga, what I'm gonna leave? Money. Is it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can leave myself in a position that was like, oh damn. You know what I'm saying? I leave everybody in some, but at the same time, like, I'm gone. I can't think about shit. What I do? All I can do is put. I can only put myself in position of where I wanted to be in life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So if it's a trickle down effect of when I'm gone and people win off of that, that's good. That mean I did what I was supposed to do. But at the same time, I ain't focused on leaving shit. I gotta focus on what I want to get. Like, that's more important to focus on what I get. Fuck leaving it, because at the end of the day, when I'm gone, I have nothing to do with it. And the motherfuckers that get left with it, they gotta figure this out just like I did. I mean, I ain't trying to put you in the slums like I was coming from, but shit, nigga, If I do what the fuck I'm supposed to do, you shouldn't be having to do what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have an opportunity. That's weird, bro. Like, think about it, bro. I went to college.
Okay.
I went to college, and that was off the strength of my bird wanted me to go to college on some shit because she didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? But I also was like, I wanted to play football. I wanted to play football because, shit, I saw the program I was going to sending everybody overseas. Over the seas, all them niggas was catching a couple bands every week. I know if I could get a couple bands, that's way different than what the fuck I was doing. And I ain't got to go do no stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? So I just got to go play ball. Shit, say less. I'm going to just go to school. Ain't shit wrong with going to school, bro. You could still do whatever the fuck you want to while being in school. Them niggas is not telling you that you have to be here. Nigga, you paying to be there. Gang, you a trade. That's a hustle. In my book, nigga, you learn something at a higher level just to be able to sit down and get paid better. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself an opportunity. Never close the door on yourself. If I can open up a door because I just went and sat in the class once a week or twice a week, you know what I'm saying? And turned in some papers, why would I not open a fucking door? Especially if I got the opportunity to open the door through some shit I liked. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here. I'm stuck. Yeah. I want to do this. I got to do that to do this. Say less. The same shit. I'm still doing what the fuck I want to in the mid. Like, we in the middle of the week, man. It's a pandemic going on. God damn me. Yeah. You better put yourself right. Put yourself right where you want to be at. At the end of the day, god damn me, you see a bunch of motherfuckers losing jobs. A bunch of motherfuckers miserable. Some motherfuckers getting laid off left, right. You know what I'm saying? But there's also people starting businesses. It's motherfuckers ending relationships, finding new relationships, living, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody getting a chance to think. So now let's think about what the fuck makes us happy and how do we gonna get paid to be happy. Point blank period. And make sure you, when you done with it, you did the best you could that impacts who you love, I guess, and just keep it moving forward. Cause shit, that's all you can do. You know what I'm saying? Generational wealth. Everybody say that shit. I ain't wanna say that shit, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I know personally, shit, nigga, I got health insurance. Get you some fucking health insurance. Nigga, I got life insurance. My niece and my bird good. Like, something happened to me, they good. I put everybody in position, G. That's why I say, like, I'm not really even worried about what I leave, nigga. Like, it's more about what I get done while I'm here. Like, if I could get it done while I'm here, goddamn me.
Why not?
Enjoy it while, you know what I'm saying? Why not? Like, shit.
Gotta get it while I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was able to buy my bird a car last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, them shits, that's the shit I aim for. Like, I ain't gonna talk on that shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you know what I'm saying? That's the shit. That's what that's leaving something, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's something I want to do while I'm here. You know what I'm saying? We embrace that. That's a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? She happy. She good. We good.
Yes, sir.
As long as we good, we good.
Yes, sir.
So, shit. Can't think about it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's all it is to it, man. That's real good, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time come up and kick it, to give me the knowledge, to give me the history, and everything here, man.
You know it. Appreciate you having me.
Kimo Dollar. Appreciate all the promoters out there, man, I'm trying to pop out and see this nigga do. I ain't tripping, bro. Come on, man. I ain't got to say too much else.
We ain't even bringing them out no more. Them songs retired. We move forward. Them like when we get on like a world tour or something.
Hey, man. You gotta do a throwback segment.
Nah, we will. There's a lot of shit. Like I say, man, I just talk. It's like we just still remember, go get that back from the dead.
Yeah.
It's out everywhere. And just, you know what I'm saying, we focus on the new. Yes, giving the new. Appreciate the old. But you know what I'm saying, this new shit.
Yeah.
You know, appreciate the shit out of it too. So
most definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
You know what?
This has been another episode of Inside Porch. You can follow us on all the social media platforms at Inside Porch, and be sure to hit that support link. If you like what we do, give a buck or two.
Yes,
this
sir.
This is Scott Hewitt and Kimo Dollar signing off.
Kimo Dollar, make them holler.
Yes, sir.